Today is Friday, July the 3rd, 2020, and the world was just blessed with Pop Smoke's amazing new album, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. What you're about to hear next is a collection of words, moments, memories shared by those who loved Pop Smoke, some who admired him or were inspired by Pop Smoke's energy, his music, his life. All words spoken here are from people who were lucky enough to have been blessed with a Pop Smoke memory that they can cherish forever. But first, let's share those with the world.
Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me. I don't cry no more. I don't look to the sky no more. Cause I got it on me.
Yo, crank that volume, turn it way up.
Yo. Everyone is showing love to Pop Smoke.
What's up, it's Angela Yee, and I just want to talk about my memory of Pop Smoke. I first met Pop Smoke at Angie Martinez's barbecue, and he was super deep. Like, he came and he rocked the crowd. I just remember everyone going crazy for him. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, so I love when I see artists from Brooklyn that are doing big things that I feel like are blowing up. And clearly, a lot of people had affinity toward him, and I could see why. He had a really magnetic personality. You know, shout out to Pop Smoke, and I'm glad that his memory is living on and that he's being celebrated.
What's up, New York City? It's the Kid 50 Cent checking in on Power 105.1 as we celebrate the life and new album of Pop Smoke. Keep it locked.
Yeah, man, world famous DJ Clue Desert Storm. Rest in peace to my guy, Pop Smoke, man. He was a great spirit, man, full of energy. You know what I mean? He was a vibe that can't be duplicated, man. And I'm definitely missing him right now. And of course, you know what I'm saying? He was Panamanian just like me. That holds a whole different weight. We kind of bonded instantly, man. So we kept in touch, man. He always FaceTime me from the studio. You know what I mean? Every time he did a fire record, he would FaceTime me and play it for me, man. So that was kind of like my little brother in a way, man. So, man, definitely rest in peace to Pop Smoke, man. Condolences to the family. Of course, this new music about to be epic. Trust me.
Bob, you know the vibes, man. It's 504, and I'm checking in on Power 105. We celebrate the life and the new album, My Gang, My God, Pop Smoke, all day. Like, that's family, that's gang. You got all the same friends, all the same enemies. Keep it locked.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. And, you know, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. I remember the first time I met him in a club in New York City. And I remember him mobbing out mad deep. He had one of the biggest records he had in New York with a new sound. And he was just so humble, man. He was just a good dude. Even though he was popping in the city, he was just so humble, so laid back. And just wanted to know game and just wanted to be successful. So let's celebrate his new album, which is just a dope album. Congratulations to him, his family, and his team. This album is one of the ones I know he would be proud of and his fans should be proud. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
New York, what up? It's your boy Jay Guapo checking in on Power 105.1 as we celebrate the life and new album of my brother Pop Smoke. Yes, sir.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Spinky and Dion on a check-in. I had a lot of memories with Pop. Me and Pop were very close. A week and a half before he passed, we were in Miami together. And he reached out. He was like, yo, where you club you at? What you doing? I said, it's crazy. I got to do this iHeartRadio event with 50 Cent before we go to the club. He's like, yo, bro, my dream is just to perform with him. Can I pull up? So I asked him, he's like, yeah, cool, let him pull up. So he pulled up. And I give him a lot of credit because Pop got there after 50 already performed. And when Pop got there, 50 went back on stage, brought Pop back out, and Pop performed with him. And that was the first time they performed side by side. And when Pop got off stage, he pulled me to the side of the bro, thank you. Because that was one of my dreams to just perform alongside him. And it's too sad and too short, but right after, a week after he passed away. But after that, we went to the club in Miami, going crazy. Pop performed with 50 again on stage, so twice in one night. Then we went to the strip club, performed again. So it was really just a dope moment to see him perform along his favorite artist and to see the reaction from the people to his music. You know, Pop, we love you, we miss you. The album is out, make sure you go get that. DJ Spinky signing out, Pop, we love you, boy.
Hey, what's up, New York? It's your boy Lil T, they checking in live on Power 105.1 as we celebrate the life and new album of Pop Smoke all day.
What's up, guys? It's Angie Martinez. Definitely want to salute Pop Smoke. And the one thing I could say, and you've probably all heard this about him, but sometimes if you hear from a lot of people, you got to know it's true, right? The thing about Pop, to me, even from the first time I met him and when he showed up at my barbecue and performed and said hello to everybody and smiled at everyone and killed the show. It's just his energy was so infectious that as soon as you were around him, you wanted to know more about him and made you want to be around him. He just had that real special quality about him. When he showed up to do my radio show, you know, he showed up with flowers and cookies and played me new music and was jumping on the table. Like, you couldn't help but to want more Pop Smoke. And I think we forever will feel that way. And I'm honored to have had the opportunity to spend a little time with him and interview him. And I'm certain that his energy will live on forever.
It's the Gwinn and Guard DJ Self. I first got wind of Pop Smoke through some Brooklyn DJs that's cool with me. And they was like, yo, I'm telling you, welcome to the party. This is that joint. And I had a chance to talk to Pop Smoke early in his career. It was just amazing how the work ethic that this young kid had. And he was just always happy and excited to, you know, start rapping. And he was super excited to speak to me. Like, oh, you're gonna play my song on the radio? Oh my God, he was so super happy. And I used to see him and Clue argue over basketball all the time. Who's the better basketball player? I know Clue got upset, and Pop Smoke was so happy that I said, yo, you know, if I had to put the bet, I'm putting the bet on the young legs, which was Pop Smoke. All right? One time for Flossie, Brooklyn, New York City, hip-hop community. Pop Smoke, rest in peace.
What's up, New York? It's Stephen Vick. They're checking in on Power 105 as we celebrate the life and the new album of Pop Smoke all day. Shoot for the stars, aim for the moon.
Yo, crank that volume, turn it way up.
Yo, what up, baby? It's DJ Sus One, the feature presentation. Now, let me tell you about Pop Smoke real quick. I never got a chance to meet the brother face to face, but let me tell you something about Pop Smoke. He was carrying New York City on his back, and he didn't even reach his potential yet. You know what I mean? He had a unique voice, a unique style, and in my opinion, every star has to be unique in their own right. And he sounded very unique, man. Everybody around him told me that he was a humble, down-to-earth brother. All right, so rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the whole New York. And we're here paying homage and tribute.
Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me.